manager Scott Dundas. Give us your assessment on what was a difficult game.
Yeah, very difficult game. Tell by my voice, a lot of shouting. We didn't really play as well as what we expected to play, really. Obviously, with it being first game, but no excuse, really. Missed five or six really good chances. They had a couple of chances as well, so yeah, disappointing on the whole.
I mean, how do you assess them? Because they put you out last year, and then they've come today, and you've got by far the better squad. So as a manager, it's been really frustrating. Have I picked the right 11? You know, and but when you're that side of the line, very little you can do.
Yeah, that's it. You know, they've got to basically just put the ball in the net. We had it all last year, really. Didn't score enough goals. And again, it showed today, another day, really think. Should have been three or four at least. So, yeah, very disappointing. Long journey now on Tuesday. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, we're still in. At the minute,
I suppose a positive way of looking at a trip on Tuesday is more game and time in the legs. But as you've said, it's probably unwanted because you want to now concentrate on the first league game of the season. So, but let's just wind the clock back a little bit, because I got up this morning, didn't think this game was taking place. I mean, the ground staff have done enormously well to get it on.
I know, it's remarkable, to be honest. I said to Butch when I got here, I said I didn't realise we installed a 4G overnight, because it's, you know, it's fantastic, and look at it now, it's not a great deal wrong with it now, well, is it? You could play another game now.
That was the worry for me, because you'd have played on what was a very wet pitch, it would have cut up really badly, and then, if you know, you okay, you haven't got a game for a couple of weeks, but it nevertheless, you want the pitch to be in the best condition for the start of the season. Turning back to the squad, I've got to say, I thought Ernest Ofosu is one heck of a player at this level.
Yeah, he's okay.
I mean, he's got a stretch which is just incredible. I mean, yeah. His legs go literally, he's a really decent player.
Yeah, it took us a lot of, obviously he was with us for a couple of years now, and it took us a lot of time to get him registered, and then he had a great season last year. Obviously won a few trophies, chairman, supporters and everything. It's been fantastic pre-season, and obviously, again, you've just said, by far the man of the match today. So yeah, he's a great player.
So going forward, Scott, what do you do now? Are you tempted to shuffle it around for Tuesday, and is that more to try and get that game win, or is that one eye on the opening game of the season?
No, because I know, cliche and everything, but just take every game as it comes. You know, we picked a side out today that we thought would win the game, and if the ball had gone in the net, then obviously we would have won the game. So yeah, more of the same, really, to be honest with you. Just see if there's any niggles at all with any of the lads, but no, I don't think you make too many drastic changes, to be honest with you. Like I say, we've got a cracking squad, but you know, everybody's got to be patient.
Absolutely that, but it is a big squad, isn't it? And there's going to be people who didn't play today that thought, well, hang on, we didn't get the win, I should start on. I mean, it's a difficult problem for you to have.
It is, yeah, you know, and obviously we've got young Jake Alcott coming back soon. Kingsley's away for a few weeks, so it's a great squad. It's good headaches to have, but you know, if the balls don't go in the net, then there's got to be changes, aren't there?
There has. So with one eye to the season, you finished just outside the playoffs last season. Is the desire of the club, and I know we've talked about it with Mick and Ian before, you want to push on, don't you, and get into those playoffs or get up as high as that league as you possibly can?
Yeah, you do, but like I say, I think the league is going to be even tougher than last year, to be honest with you. Some of the teams, I know Mac have gone out, but when you replace them with, like, you know, Nantwich, Stalybridge, you know, if you listen to rumours, there's a lot of money going around, but you know, teams get 500, 600, 700 people in, and we're competing with, think look like there's about 50 here today, which, you know, very surprising. And you know, it's hard for us. Obviously, start of the season, everybody, you know, got ambitions to get in the playoffs, but realistically, if we do, I think we'd be punching well above our weight.